What's going on, everybody? Maximum effort today, boy. We got a good show, really good show. I can't wait to get into it. Lots of cool topics to talk about. We got Toys Talks of the Week, and then we got the X-Men finale. Yes, the X-Men finale dropped, and we're going to have a take on it. Join us. If you've seen the X-Men finale, come and hang out with us, and then we're going to get into awesome, cool Toy Talks. All the stuff is coming up, but I can't start the show without my partner. He is salivating. He's eating all kinds of chimichangas because he's got his tickets. He's got his tickets, locked it down.
Yeah.
You got your tickets, right? You're so excited.
Yeah.
So just stuff in your face with chimichangas.
I didn't even watch I saw there was a new trailer drop. Have you been actively?
It wasn't a trailer.
It was just a teaser. Not a teaser, TV spot.
It was just more like the two of them talking.
Okay.
It's just like the couch scene, remember when they first talked about it? But this time they're standing and then Hugh Jackman just gives him a yellow envelope. The first envelope says bribe money for the Tonys. And he's like, no, not that one. Give that back.
I like the he called him out because he's like, Hugh Jackman's a liar and a fiend. And he went on this rant and he's like, he said he'd never be Wolverine again. And now he is. And he like, I like how they call each other out and make fun of each other. I love that. I love their dynamic. I love their friendship.
It's almost like ours.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's very similar. You hate my jokes, but behind closed doors, you love them. It's just in public. You just talk a lot of trash about them, but it's okay. It's okay.
Sure. Why not?
Darth is here. Showtime.
Hey, Darth. Gentlemen. What's going on?
Hello. How's your day going? I know you're excited. You got your tickets locked down. Actually, you didn't lock it down. Your significant other locked it down.
She always does. She's like, hey, I got these tickets, by the way. I'm like,
What time did she go and lock these down? Like 5 a.m.?
I was out at like 6 this morning. She texted me at like 8. So
she locked it down and then texted you right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just assumes I would want them. And worst case scenario, I don't. So,
well, the beauty thing is you live so close by. If you don't, you just go and return his tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the it's funny like how you can buy them very easily, but you have to go to the actual theater to get rid of them. You can't get rid of them.
Well, with Adam, you can just click the button and it refunds you.
Not unless it's the day of. I tried that.
Really? I've done it like several times. Oh, okay. I guess they changed it recently.
Well, I think mine was very close to showtime. So maybe there's a cutoff probably, right?
I know 30 minutes before showtime, they won't let you do it.
Okay. That's what it is. There you go.
Because they don't want people to like buy a bunch of seats. So no one will sit beside them.
But it's 30 minutes. How many people are coming in 30 minutes for the show?
You'd be very surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never, this day and age, I would never do that.
I've done that. I bought tickets so no one would sit beside us. And then,
well,
like,
that's different. You already own the tickets. But
yeah, and then I canceled them. And then someone sat beside us. Like, how the hell did that happen?
No, they probably just sat there because it's empty. I had somebody during the movie 2 weeks ago ask me if that's my seat. The movie's about to end. 20 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are weird.
And I'm like, I've been sitting here since the beginning and you're asking me 20 minutes before. And no, by the way, this is my seat. It's not your seat.
If it's a decent purse, like, yeah, I've done that before. Where like, if it's a movie I want to see and I don't want to be bothered or anything, sometimes we'll buy two. And then either I'll buy
two. Talk about a flex.
No, whatever. That's just a fool being separated from his money.
Okay, I'm going to buy two of these.
Or she'll be like, I'm not going. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not canceling this. And I've had someone come and sit down. I'm like, what are you doing? These are my seats. I paid money for them. No sitting in my seat.
Why would you just cancel it if she's not going to go?
Because I wanted it for that specific reason. So no one would sit beside me.
It was for me. It was for my jacket, yeah. For my bag.
For my bag.
My little camera with the tripod. Yeah. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
It's not common, but it's, you know, the odd time. You're like, whatever, I'm just going to roll with this.
Okay. If you let me know next time in advance, if she like tells you in the morning or something.
Yeah.
And it's a really good movie or something. Let me know. I might take up that offer.
The last one was too last minute that I know.
I know it was like, I would have done it if I was off, but I was working that day. All right. Let's get into our favorite segment. And you know, you love it. It's our world famous A&R dad joke. And I mean by world, I mean by very small world. But anyways, here we go. Those of you who are new here, welcome. Don't take this dad joke as a
warning. Okay, here we go.
As an example of how our show is done. There's a lot of work put into this show, and I rooted you at the beginning. Oh, but you can play along if you're watching in the replay, or if you're listening to on Spotify or iTunes or wherever the podcast is being played. You can let us know at our social media handle at ANR Universe. If it's good, hashtag dad. If it's not good, hashtag sad, this week's dad joke. And you can also submit yours and let us know who you are. If you have a handle or something, we'll let you, you know, give you credit during the show. All right, you ready? Here we go. All right. What did one cupcake say to the other?
What?
What did you ain't seen muffin yet.
Okay, that wasn't bad.
I actually said that to my nephew, and he just fallen on the floor laughing.
How old is he, though?
Hey, what does that matter? Never mind you. He's my nephew. That's all you need to know, and he loved it.
Do I have a neutral one?
Do I have a neutral one?
I was trying to find. Just because your nephew liked it. You made someone's day, so I'll give you that.
If Superman was to high-five Batman, he would have broke his hand.
That would have exploded off.
Can you imagine that? Just high-five, snap, then goes his whole arm. All right, let's get into what we watched and what we got. Take it away, man.
What did I watch? Oh, I tried that. What is it? Godzilla X King Kong?
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. It's brutal.
I mean, yeah, the premise was ridiculous. Jess was like laughing at how she's like, she left. She came out midway. She's like, she's like, why are you watching? She's like, I came.
Where did she go?
To the bedroom. She just didn't want to be.
I thought you were in the theater.
No. Okay. I wouldn't pay to see that.
I unfortunately did because my kids want to see it.
I liked the kaiju fighting. But the story is ridiculous. I basically just wanted to see Monster Fight.
Yeah. Let's just call it what it is. It's just a good old, you know, bash 'em up type of, you know, movie. There's no plot. There's no actual, you know, moving type of storyline there. It's just, no, nothing there.
Just all, like, we have to invert the gravity to hold these. I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Did you like the power up hand?
Yeah, his gauntlet. He didn't watch it yet.
I didn't say I was going to watch it. You know, I did say I was going to watch it, but I just didn't have the time. I will watch it. I will. And when it's done, I will give a review of it.
And he's going to hold you to this, Rasper.
No, I will watch it. That it's something on my list. I'm probably going to have to wait a week to watch it. Just been busy right now.
Yeah.
He kept harassing me on Instagram. He was on my case all week. The minute I said it last week, he was on my case. Hey, you should watch this. Hey, you should watch that. This is really good. It's not scary. Don't worry about it. I appreciate it. I do. I will watch it.
I tried Sandland because you were talking about it.
Oh, I thought you already watched this.
No, I didn't watch it at all.
Okay.
I like it. It seems fun.
It's different, right? Wait, this is... I'm not clicking on him. Anyway, so what did you think of Sandland?
It's fun so far. I'm only in like 3 episodes in.
I think it gets a little bit better in episode 4 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. It's goofy and it's different, right?
Yeah. I realize that's not Deborah now. That's just the devil. He just drew them the exact same for some reason. You and Monday, they're it.
I told you I was busy. I will watch it. What is up with these guys if I'm watching this?
Because they're just surprised you haven't seen it.
Yeah, some people don't like crap. I mean, good movies, you know?
I was surprised too. I don't know why I thought you would have saw that. I thought maybe like your kids would have watched it or something, but it's whatever. You know.
I will watch it.
Yeah.
I know it's popular. I know people like it. We have friends that like it. You yourself watched it.
Yeah.
So I know that's it's a popular movie. It just wasn't a thing, but I will watch it for you guys. Don't worry.
Was it for you?
Yeah.
Sandland I watched. I can't think of anything else. Kaiju number 8. He hasn't turned into his kaiju form lately, so we'll see how that keeps going. But it's an underdog comedy show. I like underdog shows. Mm-hmm. And then finished Mob Psycho. I have some other stuff to catch up on now. As for what I got, She-Hulk came in, so I got her.
Yeah, look at that. What'd you think?
I wish she came with an angry head. But that hair probably took up a lot of their budget.
Somebody had to design those hairs.
Yeah. But otherwise, she's great. Like, I have no problems with this. She gets into, like, all the poses. The only way this would be better is if there was an import figure, She-Hulk, and I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Never know. I mean, we've got Iron Man. We did get Hulk. We did get Captain America.
Oh, he's 100% an underdog right now. He's refusing to transform, and he has, like, a 1% battle power. Like, they rank the... So he's trying to be a soldier to fight Kaiju, and he's refusing to transform. Like, he wants to do it as a human. And because everyone's a trained soldier, he can't keep up with him. But he uses his smarts instead. So he's cool. Like, I still like him. When he transforms, it's a one-punch situation, but he's not doing that right now. So I have to get to that point before it turns into more Kaiju versus Kaiju action. So right now, it's just him trying to keep up. Okay. I didn't get anything else. I don't know about you. It's been a slow week.
Slow week? It's been a slow couple of weeks for me. I got zero stuff. I mean, I've got stuff. One of our friends is holding them hostage. And the other one is our held up hostage at the border. I haven't had a chance to go and get the stuff. So I'm pretty busy when I can't go get my figures. But
yeah,
2 weeks, man. Not good. Not good. Or is it good? Maybe it's good.
It's good for your... I mean, you already paid for them, so it's not like it's good for your wallet.
Too much right away. But we'll see.
Just pace yourself.
Yeah, exactly, right? Take my time. Enjoy what I have. There's still lots to open. So,
I mean... did you get the whole wave of these things, or did you just get...
Yeah, I did. It's not here yet. GameStop probably tomorrow they'll call me when I'm working. They always call me when I'm working, so... Hey, we got this stuff in.
Oh, he got Firefly. Oh, he got Firefly.
Nice.
Did you ordered Firefly? Did you? So you got all the... you're pre-ordered or purchased all of the Mezco GI Joe stuff? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay. I usually get Mezco a week later. Hello, hello. AI is in the house.
Hasbro didn't send the store I got Wet Tooth all their allocation, so I'm assuming the same thing is going to happen for GameStop, like the Scarlet Spider. Did you ever get your... because you had two? Did they ever give you your second one? I haven't seen that figure at all.
Forget about it. That's what I say. Forget about it. I'm not even going to get the other Spider. The one... which the one? Recent pre-order, that debacle.
Oh, the Superior. I thought they fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
When it's in my hand, then I know they fixed it.
They can say anything they want. Yeah, I can't even blame them for that. That wasn't even their fault.
What did I watch? Obviously the X-Men. Mm-hmm. I watched Godzilla Minus One for a bit. And I gotta tell you, man, that thing is like Jurassic Park first one. That like scares the heck out of you right off the bat. You're like, holy crap, this guy is no funny Godzilla. He ain't messing around.
It's the complete opposite of this one.
It's 180, man. It's you're like, what?
We're like, oh, our savior's here. Like, he's not supposed to be your savior.
No. He's like, chomp. I'm just going to take this guy's head off. Man, it's crazy. It's not bad. I watched about 30 minutes of it. It's not bad.
That's good.
I did binge watch the last couple of days is the Shy. It's a TV show.
You texted me.
I really liked the show when it first came out. Like, the first two seasons were just fire. It was really good. And then season 4 and 5, it just plummeted. Like, to the point where I walked out. I was like, I can't watch this. What have you done to this show? Like, this show was so good. And then I'm like, I just saw it, you know, available, season 6. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go back and see how it is. So I've painfully finished 4 and 5. And then I got into 6, and it just ramps right up. 6 is just so good. It's a good show to watch if you want to basically know about the inner workings of Chicago. And it's obviously, you know, fake. It's not real, but just Chicago lifestyle in some ways, Chicago life. So it's interesting.
Did they change the writer or something?
I think they did. That's what I heard.
Okay.
So the next season will be on Paramount Plus, though, which sucks. Boo. Because why? Showtime actually produces it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Any reason why they are...
Yeah, here you go. See, look, look. That's exactly what I just said. Yeah, exactly. But
can I skip those or are they necessary?
I think you could just skim some of that. Just go through, maybe watch. You know how they have the beginning of the show?
Yeah, yeah.
They have the summary of what happened last episode. I think if you go through season 5 like that, you'll be fine. Season 4, I think you need to watch a couple episodes. There are a couple of ones. 3, I think 3 is still not bad. 3 is when you could start seeing it just about to go down the hill. But 4 and 5 does definitely go down the hill.
Yeah.
But 6 is good. Yeah, you should definitely check out 6. Go through the process of watching 4 and 5 and get to 6. It's good. I liked it. What else did I watch? A lot of sports, especially football, soccer. It was a season-ending matches for the English Premier League, which I watch. I won my soccer pool, so it was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Three years in a row, I have won this pool. Yeah, they keep saying, how much do we owe you? It never gets tiring. I'm like, send it over here, boys. So that's good. And then I watched some racing, F1 Formula One racing in Italy. So Forza. Watch that. And then what else? Jay should have probably seen this. He's probably, oh my God, he's butchering Italian accents so bad. Sorry, Jay.
I did watch their Matthews, their stream.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So that there, I'm adding that to what I watched as well.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a little bit of it, and then I just couldn't watch it. I had things to do. I'm like, darn it. I have to go. But I try to watch a little bit of it. They look like they're having a good time. So
yeah. Stacked house.
And then what else? I watched Monkey Man.
Again, you liked it. Oh,
no, okay. I watched it. The wife wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And so I watched it with her. At first, she was like, "Yeah, this is all right." And then she saw the violence. She's like, "Holy crap, this is insane!" I'm like, "Yeah, they're just
Does she like heavy violence and action movies, or is she not?
Not into that? Really. Like, she was kind of wincing. She's like, "Oh, that hurts!" And like, "Oh my god, like that guy's eyeballs are hanging out or something." Right? She's not into that, but she just thought it was well filmed.
Did she like the story?
Yeah, she said the story was not bad. She's like, it's very realistic type of story that happens. Yeah. In India, right? So, but yeah, she thought it was not bad. I think if I had to ask her, she'd probably give it a 7.5 out of 10.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad for her. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Didn't get a chance to watch too much. Just catching up on things in life. Didn't get anything, darn it. 2 weeks in a row. I think this never happened to me before. But it's okay. We got lots to talk about anyways.
I didn't hate it. The fights were good. Yeah, that sums it up, really.
Yeah, exactly. It was his first time directing, too, so interesting. All right, let's get into it, man.
What do you want to talk about? Actually, we do have...
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this, yes.
So, let me bring this
up. So, we did ask people to send in if their collection, whether it be a lot or small, or doesn't if they're starting out, we did ask people to submit their collection, a video or picture. We did have someone send in small little video. They're starting the collecting, and they're collecting various things. So, do you want to take it away?
Let me just make sure I have it up here. Yeah, we're allowed to say his name. So, Henry sent in his little collection here. I'll throw this up. Mixed match of stuff, Marvel Legends. Oh, he has those sealed too. I seen these at Dollarama, and then people buy them up, these Marvel things here. They buy them up and then resell them for like 3 times as much.
What?
I didn't realize how like highly sought after. And these aren't even the Marvel Universe. These are like the 5 points of articulation ones. People go nuts for those things. So he has got a sort of Lego, Marvel Legends. I don't remember that Carnage. Hockey.
Oh, you got some rare ones there.
Droids, statues, art.
That's a nice art.
Thank you, Henry.
Yeah, I'm not bad starting off.
And then you were checking out.
Who's it? And then we're highlighting our Instagram. Hey, KJ.
Hey, KJ, what's going on? So you were checking out. This is Mr. Mad Orange. It's Mr.Mad_Orange. You appreciate your Joe stuff. I think this caught your eye.
Yeah, that looks nice.
I think these caught your eye.
Very nice. Yeah.
Street Fighter. Ooh, I just saw the Frieza. I saw people online cutting the Frieza in half. Because it's not, they're not, he's technically not like cut in half. And I'm not sure the reasoning behind it. I mean, it looks cool, but every time they display him, they still put him back together like this.
That's crazy. Attention to detail, baby.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
That looks really cool. Oh, that Malagus. Is it Malagus? Star Wars right above it.
Yeah.
That looks really good. Yeah.
Well, that's a good stuff.
That Spider-Man looks nice too.
I mean, they all do.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
But anyone want to check him out, please do.
He didn't ask. We just randomly picked. Just if you're watching and you're upset that we put your Instagram on, let us know. We will.
I mean, I don't know if anyone would be. It is social media.
So, yeah, I mean, it's available. It's publicly available.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying, people are like, why did you do that? We'll apologize then if you don't want it. That was quick. You don't even like his pictures or anything?
Wow. I did. You didn't see me do it. I 100% did.
There's so many other good pictures there, but that's okay.
I didn't want to like spend time doing that.
All right, we're going to get into X-Men finale, okay? This is spoiler-ish. So if you haven't seen it, maybe mute us, and then when I give you the thumbs up, you can come back for the toy talk of the week. I hope you guys saw it. Like, it's kind of sucks if you haven't seen it. It's been almost a week.
And the internet's like a land, like, just mines all over the place.
You know, I have to, like, be careful for the first 4 days of my trip because I'm going to miss Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be littered everywhere. So that's going to be fun to avoid social media for 4 days.
No, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we'll see.
I'll be relaxing. Positive. I'm actually going to take a little, you know, detox from it while I'm there. So let's see here. A matter of social media is that you can share your passion and knowledge of collecting with others. Great to see how. Absolutely, you hit it nail on the head. Yeah,
that's why I just assume he'll be okay with it.
I know. I just want to say that because in case somebody feels offended that we didn't ask their permission.
Yeah.
And to that, I will apologize if you're upset about it. But
I get it too. I've seen that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
But I do share because it's so much fun to see so many cool, creative people out there. You know, taking photography or making cool poses of figures. It inspires me, you know, like it just, I love seeing this stuff. I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And then, you know, the great thing about it is a lot of them just focus on that stuff alone. And then you see them being followed by thousands and thousands of people. And you're like, huh, there's a lot of people collecting, you know? And
here's Uncarded Reviews.
There you go. Speaking of that, there you go. So, it's nice to see there's a lot of appetite. Oh, Dad, thank you very much.
You're being very generous, AI.
AI needs to clean his shelves up. He did promise that he's going to send pictures to us. So I'm waiting on you, buddy. You let me know. Because we did our part. We hooked you up. 78 Point hooked you up with a nice display. Now it's your turn to
Won. He won the Dio, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And he got it.
Yeah, so I want to see some pictures of either his collection or pictures of him posing on the Dio that he got. So, clock's ticking, buddy. Let's get on it. I want to see some cool pics. Speaking of cool pics, these are nice.
Watch him get mad. He's the exact thing you were just talking about. He freaks out at us. I hope you don't mind we're showing your Instagram, but like you said, you can share your passion and knowledge with others. So I just assume you'd be okay with it.
All right, let's get into it. X-Men talk. Shall we?
So funny enough, you said you had a gripe with it.
This is Tolerance. Oh, well, I thought part three. I was gonna get into it, but okay. Let's
let's
rip the bandage right off, my friend.
Should we, or do you want to ease into it?
Overall, the episode was great. Let's just start there first.
Okay.
Episode was great. I don't know if you have the slideshow, but maybe let's go through this, and then if there's a slide, I know you've got the slideshow. And if you do, then I'll stop you and I'll talk about it. But if not, I'll wait till the end. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a huge thing. It's just a small little thing that I noticed. Go for it.
So I don't know. I was just going to just show pictures while we talk about it. This is the final, basically, battle against Bastion, the Sentinels, and the X-Men. Magneto's mind has been shattered because Charles infiltrated it after Wolverine made him drop his guard. So we get to bounce back between Magneto's mind and memories. Charles basically just butchered it aggressively. I'm surprised they're surprised Magneto went mad. he had to deal with the Holocaust. He tried to play nice after being hunted by Sentinels. He tried to play nice again. They turned humans into Sentinels. Like, half the population were killer robots. So he sent off an EAP, shut down the power to the entire world. And that, to them, is declaring war on humans entirely. So they throw him under the bus hard, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
To the point where, we have to kill him. Well, he saved your lives. Because there's no way you were going to fight an entire planet of Sentinels. You guys were losing. They expected him to turn the powers back on.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Nobody cares. sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, please. I was just... I don't know. That part bothered me, that they were surprised.
So that rubbed you the wrong way, right?
A little bit. Just how they handled it.
And I'm right with you there, because you're right. He globally saved the planet. Not just little area or where the mansion is, the entire planet.
And he had to do that. But their problem with it is, okay, it's time to turn the power back on. If he turns the power back on, wouldn't the Sentinels reactivate? Logically?
I thought I was the only one here. I just found that line so dumb. Hey, let's turn the switch back on. Hello? Why did he turn it off the first time?
At least wait until Bastion's dead. At least wait for that part before you decide you have to kill him.
Oh, they gotta watch the cable TV. That's what it is. Netflix, baby.
So was that Netflix. Is that the gripe you had?
No, that's
one up. Okay,
you've actually now have given me multiple gripes.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's true though. That's a good point. I'll talk about the gripe as we go along. But you notice Morph with the when did he get this? Somebody want to tell me?
When they were in the
what's his name? Who's the guy with the shoulders?
A lot of characters in the 90s.
Okay, sure. When did he get
Warpath
X-Men suit?
You don't like this on him?
It looks stupid on look at it, it's so dumb.
The previous episode gave them a chance to switch costumes just for fan service. So we have classic Cyclops, Marvel Girl. Classic Rogue, Jubilee's in her modern look, Storm's in her Queen of the Storm look.
I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why they need to sell figures, and they're going to make a boatload of these. They're going to make another Jubilee for sure, because the other one was how old now?
It's 15, the Build-A-Figure from Juggernaut. 15
years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But you see Sunspot in that outfit, I'm just like, okay, when did we just decide to put this guy in the X-Men? He's been here for a minute. Hasn't done anything to prove himself.
He can't fight it. The one time he has to prove himself, he joins Magneto. he can't fight an Armani, man. Because what was he wearing before? An all-white suit? I get it. They gave him something to fight in.
He was wearing FUBU. He was wearing FUBU and he just upgraded. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. And then I don't know why, what's his name? Jean would pick that outfit. Why would you want to go back into a 60s look?
I don't even think her other costume got wrecked. Like, I think hers was perfectly fine.
Oh, with Cyclops, I could see him like, hey, you know what? I got to cover my hair because we're going to go into space or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, even his looks stupid, but it's at least it's somewhat.
It's an homage.
I get it. It's reasonable too, right?
Yeah.
Like, if he's wearing shorts or something, I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, what? But with jeans, it just looks silly. Who wants to wear that thing on her face? Like,
what? I never liked that costume. I never liked that costume.
Why would you, you know, like, say, yeah, let's just put this crown thing on my masquerade mask on my face. It just, yeah, this looks stupid.
So you don't like it?
I understand the vintage of it all, because I forgot to mention to you. I think I mentioned to you, but I'm actually reading the entire Uncanny.
Oh, yeah, you did.
From start to finish. Right now, I'm like 5 comic books in, but I'm going to read from start to finish. It's like 300 comics to read, so... I'll see you in 2026 when I get it.
I was like, oh, okay, I'll see you later.
So I'm reading that. And in that era, of course, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Even Storms, it's passable because it's very close. It's very close. I mean, from the top up, yes, but pants, I don't know why, but it's an 80s, right? With jeans, it's like even before the 80s, right? It just, yeah. I don't know.
They just really went into the bottom of the barrel with her.
They really wanted to hit the nostalgia. Yeah. Really wanted to hit that hard, right?
Yeah.
And then poor Nightcrawler, he just gets left in the dirt with nothing new.
He's just there. I'm okay. I like his suit, though. So
I do, too. But it's just like he got nothing. He didn't even get a blue and gold. Nothing, right?
It's funny. He's one of the ones I wasn't sure about when we first saw him. Because like he's kind of like, he's fun. But is he competent? And then he teamed up with Wolverine. Like, oh. You just became one of my favorite characters in this show. And even here in this episode, like he was a good distraction. The fight that stole the show for me was the Rogue versus Bastion fight.
Oh yeah.
So
a la Superman coming in, right?
Yeah, that's what it was. Unfortunately, they took all the heavy hitters off. The other heavy hit, like, so Cable last episode revealed how strong of a TK user he is, and then he gets knocked out this episode. So they took him off the board. Wolverine is in a coma because his adamantium got ripped off. So he was slicing and dicing Sentinels last episode. He got taken off the board. They split up the most powerful people, which is smart for episode purposes. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you'd want to have Rogue, Cable. Like, you'd want them all to attack Bastion.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's for the show. Like, it has to drag on. But this fight was awesome. We got to see her thunderclap, like all the tank like
characters. That punch, that picture right there is awesome.
Just, his jaw just gets dislocated.
Yeah, it's just so cool.
If he wasn't a self-repairing, she could have won this if he didn't have all the because he stole Cable's transmode virus. So he's self-repairing at the same time they're fighting, which sucks. I really hate machine-based villains because they always just download their consciousness elsewhere. You can't truly beat them. I'm assuming that's the same for him. As we already saw in the past episodes, he was infected by Nimrod. So we're going to get Nimrod later down, the Sentinels later down again, I assume. But the fight was cool to see. Everyone's getting butchered. We even see Scott have a moment to shine, but the best he can do is really evade. He's not expecting to beat him. I don't know how you felt about the fights. You seemed to agree with the Rogue one.
Yeah, I thought that was fine. It was good. I mean, you're dealing with an OP, you know, bad guy here. So I'm expecting some of these X-Men to just get obliterated, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was. They didn't try to create this team of perfection here. There's holes and weaknesses in that they had to exploit and, you know, had to be exploited. And it's nice to see that, right? If Rogue had retained Captain Marvel's power, she would be invincible.
Because she would have been able to do offensive, like, long-ranged attacks, too. She could blast and absorb energy.
Yeah.
It's just, she's just relying on muscle. I don't know why she was never able to steal energy like Captain Marvel was. I've never really looked into it. I just, I'm fine with Rogue being the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else we got here? Oh, as we did, as we expected, Sunspot went full power finally.
Mm.
I like him. I like that he's actually doing something now. He needed to be introduced so you could introduce the New Mutants. I know we make fun of him for being useless, but if he was good from the start, like competent at the start, I'd be like, well, how did this happen? Like, why are you so good? Like, I get it. I understand where they're coming, but he was very annoying to watch.
Yeah, because it's annoying because people who have read the comics or know about him know that he has so much more to give, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's nice to see this mode finally.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Thank you for showing up finally at the last episode. Where were you when Wolverine got killed? Right? So, yeah, it's nice to see this. And you bet you know what? They're going to make a figure of this one again. Easy to do. Just paint it black.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't even give us extra anything.
You won't get those effects. Like, don't expect effects, but...
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
And then we have the ongoing battle inside of Magneto's mind with Charles. He's trying to get him to see the light. And he's like, okay, well, if you won't do it, I'll just take your body and do it for you.
Yeah.
So I was kind of bored with this part. It was necessary. But at the same time, like, I don't expect Magneto to bend. So just get it over and done with if you're going to do this. And then more fighting. The episode was just a big fight, and I like that. There's not much to say other than how are they going to defeat him? So Bastion eventually just gets desperate. He's like, I'm going to crash Asteroid M into Earth. Like, you guys are just pissing me off. So they have to stop the asteroid from impact while the human race is blaming them for everything, and the humans are going to nuke the asteroid. It's one of those things where the humans keep proving Magneto right.
Yeah.
And they're fighting to show them like this isn't the way. And it's a tiring concept when you read about it for the last 60 years or so. But at the same time, this show is supposed to be different from the comics. So I get it as well. I have no problems with what they're doing. Like, this is a continuation of the 90s show. And comic book readers have to keep that in mind. We're in 2024 and we're reading stuff here. Like, oh, why did they do this? Why did they do this? Like, because this isn't the comic book. This is the Fox Kids show from the 90s. So this is its own separate thing. And then I also really appreciated the moment Cable had with Jean and Scott. Finally, like, they finally had their son and parents moment. I thought that was handled very well.
Yeah.
It wasn't rushed, but it was a necessary speed up. At the same time, he is a time traveler. He hasn't really connected with them up until now. I'm glad they didn't put that completely on the back shelf. Like, I wanted to see Cable and Scott acknowledge their dynamic. And I didn't want Cable to be miserable the whole time. Like, I wanted him to have a soft spot for them eventually, and they gave us that, so I was happy.
I like that line. What did you expect? Black leather?
Yeah. Throw shade at the movie.
Yeah, right? Who was it? Was it Bryan Singer that directed that movie?
Oh, yeah.
And he refused to do any comic colors at all?
Yeah.
I wonder where that guy is in Hollywood.
I forgot about his name until you just said it.
I remember there was... what's the name? Kevin Feige actually said when he was an intern or working his way up there, he actually was sneaking in comic books to these guys so they could actually know what the characters were like. And comic books were banned.
Like, I don't. Studio. Yeah, why? Like, that's.
Well, don't you want to know what the characters like a little bit?
Yeah, have some context here. So
like, I just find it ridiculous that someone like, we're doing a comic based movie, but no comics are allowed for resources. Okay. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So. Anyways.
And then here's Wolverine. He was in a coma. Like I said, he was taken off the board.
Okay, how is he so already breathing?
Who, Wolverine?
Yeah, like, shouldn't he be like...
Oh, let me go back to there.
Yeah. I thought his recovery was pretty quick.
So that's funny because Brad was like, Brad was like, you should be fully back now.
Fully back?
Yeah. Like, he's like, he should be 100% now.
Well, we don't know. Actually, to be honest with you, we don't know how long he is. Yes, thanks. I know he has a healing power, but does he heal that fast?
He should. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. People are like, he should be fully healed by now. Again, this is a continuation from the 90s show. His healing factor sucked in that show. It was good.
I'm just going off what I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the cartoon, he wasn't. How do I describe this? In the comic books, you could melt his face off and it would grow back in 5 minutes. In the show. But
the other thing is, to be honest, like, to be fair, I don't know exactly how long it's been between the tide that he's got, you know, taken care of.
I'm assuming it's been a few hours.
Okay, let's go a few hours. Is that enough for him to completely heal with this devastated of an injury?
In modern comics, yes.
Okay.
In the old cartoons, no. They've shown that to be the case in the old
cartoons. We have no idea that it's ice.
Yeah. So I'm not saying they're wrong, because in the old cartoons, his healing factor wasn't as advanced as the comic books.
Okay.
So again, I have to accept this because they are keeping consistent with the past show they're basing this off of. I can't really be mad about that.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, like, him having the adamantium being ripped out could, in future episodes, speed up his healing factor now. Like, it could be to the point where it should have been. And then however he gets it back, maybe Apocalypse, it will be the super version that you all know and love.
Okay.
So we have that. Does that bother you? Did you want to see Wolverine fight?
I want to see Wolverine fight, but yeah. I get it. Okay. I mean,
I think he's done enough. He made up for all of the previous seasons where he didn't cut anyone.
He was constantly getting destroyed.
Right? Yeah.
Because that's the one character you can destroy, right?
But in this show, like, he took down like 60 guys by himself, and then in the air, and he just started spinning and cutting guys on the way down. I'm like, you know what? You've earned your rest.
Yeah. Take a siesta.
Jean didn't. She wasted all her time fighting Sinister, which was a cool fight.
Use the most powerful, you know, entity that the X-Men have on Sinister. Instead of Bastion,
it was a cool fight.
Yeah, but come on, it's like,
okay. Here,
she's fighting the sub boss, right?
Speaking of Jean, so she marries Sued this episode. She retained some of the Phoenix and used it in the most crucial moment. And then when it was done, she's like, "Oh, the Phoenix has left me now." It's like, "Oh, you used it." So you did all that. Yeah, that came out of left field. She used it, and then now she can't use it anymore. Like, that was the most Mary Sue thing I've ever seen, Rey Skywalker thing I've ever seen, where it just came out of nowhere, and then she won the day because of the power of friendship and love.
What else we got?
So the whole episode was a fight, but the cameos I really appreciated. So we got
Stop it right here. This is my gripe. This is my gripe.
Okay.
You've got Iron Man on the left. Super smart guy, can do a whole lot of things. One of the architects of the Avengers. Why is this guy not going and helping them? Why is he not fighting with them?
Because he had to protect the president.
Oh, God, don't say that. No, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I would leave too. I almost left my chair when I saw that.
So you didn't? I think that's because he's going to have to be.
I think that in the cinematic version of these characters, they had to redesign or change the way the character looks at least by 25% in order to avoid paying design royalties to original artists. I don't know. I mean, is that a thing? I mean,
yeah, it's a thing, but we've seen Disney and Fox have done it now. Like,
don't they own all the rights
to the creators, though? Like, they don't want to pay the royalties to the creators.
I thought they already are paying the royalties to kids because they own the characters.
I thought so too, but I don't know about the designs of the suits. I don't know.
I mean, hey, it could be. It's a good theory, but still, I think Disney doesn't care about paying 25% to these guys. That's such a minor thing for them that I don't think they care.
Yeah.
I think what it was is just, hey, we're going to make new designs so that we can make more toys. And Hasbro has a say in it too, right? I'd be like, Hasbro's like, look, we're paying such a huge amount for your licensing. We want changes so that we can make more toys. Even if it's so subtle, and they know subtle, believe me, on tiny little things to make a toy. So, like, you're going to get a Nightcrawler with swords probably soon.
Like a two-pack Wolverine Nightcrawler two-pack.
Yeah, with the sword this time, okay? So, yeah.
Who else did we have? I'm glad we did get to see other superheroes fighting, though. He was useless. My God, was he useless. So we have Peter Parker not as Spider-Man. The plus side, though, is the last episode of Spider-Man, the animated series.
Is that Eddie behind him?
No, that's Flash.
Oh, Flash Gordon, okay.
So there's Flash Thompson and Mary Flash Jane. Gordon, that's...
Okay.
We were wondering what happened to Mary Jane, because the last episode of Spider-Man in the 90s, he goes to look for her because she's stuck in that alternate dimension. So apparently he found her. So that's nice. We get to see her. However, with this crisis going on, you would assume he was going to be doing some Spider-Man stuff, because we have...
Well, I just said that with Iron Man, right? At least Iron Man can fly into space.
I mean, at least he's suited up, ready for an altercation. Yeah.
Peter's the highest is going to go as the highest building, right? But
but he's not even in costume. He's just watching TV while everyone's looting around.
That's how useless he is. I keep telling you guys, Spider-Man's useless.
There's looters behind him.
Yeah.
People stealing stuff behind
him. His fighting senses are not working.
He's just happy to get his woman back. So he's like, I'm not taking my eyes off her.
He's like, yeah, we out. See you later.
Yeah.
No, but the Iron Man thing really rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, come on. It would have been cool. Okay, yeah, he's a street level guy. So,
but he was doing stuff, though. Like, he was fighting.
I love what he did. It was awesome. Fall back, get the rope, clothesline, baby. Yeah. He looks good. I like his drawing of this. It's nice.
Doctor Strange was.
There's another guy. Dude, put the knife and forks down.
He is mid-surgery. He can't just leave.
Come on.
So Doctor Strange, we see him trying to save lives while the power is out by using magic. Okay, fair enough. He has an oath.
He could have got Wong to step in and help out.
He has an oath to keep. And then randomly we have, I don't know if I have this here, Cloak and Dagger fighting as well. It's like, okay, cool. They got in some B-listers. If not C-listers, they're useful. He probably could have just went and absorbed Bastion into his
cloak.
So they're doing damage control. I'm surprised they didn't show any more characters superhero-wise. I'm happy we got the ones we did. And then we got some other, like Wakanda, Black Panther's in his costume ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
The Dora Milaje. We have the Winter Guard. Dark Star, Omega Red. Maybe we'll get
Nenvo?
Yeah.
That looks very different. Right? His look looks really different. The most modern look, probably. And Omega looks awesome.
I like that look a lot.
Omega Red. Comrade Wolverine, where are you?
You got the both versions of Omega Red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there like a 5-pack one for Wolverine? You got the Wolverine 5-pack.
Yeah.
So overall, I'm happy with this episode. As for a finale, I liked it a lot. We got the villain. They tried to defeat him with kindness. And I don't know how you feel about that.
Bastion, let's bake some cookies. Let's hang out. We're friends. I really wanted to bring you to the school.
Yeah, that part was weird. It's like, I could have been with one of you, but Charles didn't accept me. I'm like, yeah, he did. It's your dumbass mom.
Blame your mom. She blocked it.
And then they get through. Should I even spoil this? The ending?
Yeah, we're doing spoilers.
Okay, so we get two alternative endings. One, we get the team split up into different timelines. So we have Scott and Jean ending up in the future, which is cool because they get to actually spend time with their son. So in the comics, I think Rachel Gray sends their consciousness into the future, which they didn't know about until later, to spend time with Cable. Now they were thrown into the future, so they actually get to spend time with their son. And then the other half of the team gets thrown into ancient Egypt.
I like Beast's reaction on this.
Oh, my dear. Yeah.
We know this guy.
Yeah. And of course you have...
Do you want this figure? Do you want this figure?
I like this. I'd buy that.
Oh, 100% I'd buy it.
I'd buy it. Any form of Apocalypse in...
Do you think they're going to have like the ancient hair? Do you think they're going to have the hair in motion, waving in the air?
I'd be surprised if they even made this version.
They have to, right? Why would they not make that? They'll make an Apocalypse 5-pack. They'll give you all the Apocalypse that existed, the looks. Or why don't they do the Four Horsemen with this?
That'd be cool.
Right?
Like a four Horsemen.
And then him, it's a 5-pack?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Do I think they'll do that? No. I don't.
No, they won't do
that. Do I want them to? Yes. Overall, what would you give this?
Well, let's talk about the other one. The other end credit scene.
Which one? What did I miss?
The future?
Oh, this one that I was talking about?
So you know who that is.
Yeah. And then are you talking about the one where, Bishop comes back as well? And
well, that's one. And then there's another one.
Okay, you tell me because I might be missing it.
Oh, you didn't see this.
I might. Yeah, go on, share it. What did I miss?
Well, you know about the Bishop part where the wall's there and everything. They show characters that are probably going to be next.
Like the Days of Future Past. Like missing and dead, deceased.
Yeah, you're going to see some of those guys show up as the modern X-Men, right?
Yes.
And then there's an end credit scene or mid-credit scene where Apocalypse is in modern day picking up a card from
Gambit. Oh, yeah, that's why I was like, I was going to, okay, yeah, go ahead. Please.
And he just picks it up and, you know, he's like, what did he say? Something like resurrection or I don't know, but obviously we got the theory out there that Gambit might be one of the Four Horsemen that he revives.
Yeah, right? that's what we said like three episodes ago. Yeah, like time travel is not going to save this. I'm like Apocalypse is going to make him his horseman, and I think Wolverine's going to be the other horseman and gives him his adamantium back. I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's confirmation. At the very least, at least Gambit's not dead. I just don't. He went out in such a cool way. You can't kill him off. He's just too cool to die. He's necessary. Yeah. What would you rate this?
The episode? Okay. I'll probably give it a 8.5. That's a solid 8.5 for me.
I'd give it a 9. What would you give this series overall?
Oh, the series overall thing was good. It was dynamic. It was fun. I'd give it a 9 out of 10 for sure. It's a good series. I was very skeptical and very afraid of what they're going to do to this show based on what's been going on in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's refreshing to see somebody not, you know, succumb to agendas or, you know, pressure from Hollywood to shoehorn certain things in because it's what they want.
It's very hard in a show like X-Men because it's all about agendas too.
Yeah. Right? And so I think the person, the director, Mr. Thirsty, he did the best he could. And I think he did good. I think he left it in good hands, hopefully. That's my concern now is who's going to pick up the mantle and are they going to change things drastically or are they going to stick to the script, which is to tell a good story first. And everything else will follow suit. You know, you already have diversity. You already have balance here. And you already have minority because the X-Men and mutants are minority.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how the whole story evolved for that reason. So they've done season 2 already. They're saying it's an editing process right now. Now they're going to do season 3 hopefully very soon to get that going. There is 4 seasons supposed to be already greenlit in a 5th one almost. So we're going to get at least 5 seasons of this. Now, I want to ask you, when is it time to pull the plug? Or when is when, or we don't want to pull the plug, keep going as long as we can.
It's hard because these stories are always ongoing and they're still ongoing. So I want them to be ongoing, but I know they don't have that. They're not competent enough to keep this steam going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'd rather they do it good and then bow out instead of dragging it on. Like, I respect, mm-hmm. I respect studios for being like, okay, we're done now. We've told our story.
And now, this last image here, obviously this is Summers, Rachel Summers.
Yeah.
And the story behind her is going to be very interesting. And then there's another screen of showing Cable, young Cable.
Yeah.
Walking in. That's the true Cable, right?
That is his younger self. Like, that's the one they sent to the future. So that is him.
Okay. So this is a chance for Jean and Cyclops to connect with their son at a younger age.
Yeah.
But doesn't that throw the whole timeline off now?
It does, but Cable is a living paradox where he's so weird. When it counts, he can't just go back in time and like kill Hitler, but he's like, don't worry, I've already done this. It works out. Like, future versions of himself or course correcting the timeline.
It's crazy.
Like, he never gets to rest, basically. Like, a version of him an hour from now goes back in time to fix something that his past, like, it's time travel nonsense, but I appreciate him because he never sleeps. He's just always on the move. And you mm-hmm. see that. He's like, I'm a soldier and I don't quit this job. If I quit this job, you all lose. Like, he is the guy behind the scenes. Where movies like The Flash, where Flash, like, oh, I time travel and I fix this, everything's fine. Cable doesn't get that luxury. He's tried it, and an alternate version of himself is like, you don't get to do this. Sorry. And then kills him. like, it's brutal.
It's very twisted.
Yeah.
I'm very, very interested in seeing season. I'm really excited for season two more than I am for season one. I think I was excited for season one, but now that I see what's going to happen in season two, I'm just like, this is going to be insane. You're going to have three storylines basically going.
It all depends on will they pull it off. And,
well, they've already finished it, so yeah. I'm assuming they, if it's the same writers and obviously the same director before he left,
yeah,
it's going to be,
as I long think, as it's sick.
Yeah. I'm very optimistic it's going to be a good one.
It's funny, one of our friends, like, could you imagine if they fired him because he's making them look bad? This is like, no, this is too good. We got to get rid of this guy.
That theory's out the window. Wait, maybe it's the opposite. Hey, you're doing things too good. We don't like this.
Yeah.
You haven't shoehorned certain things, certain ideas that we had. How dare you? So, but yeah, 9 out of 10 for me. You said, would you give a 9 out of 10 for the series as well?
Yeah, I would. This is exactly okay. What I want. It was the right pace, the right speed. Things didn't drag on. I admittedly was one of the people like, is this moving too fast?
Would and you then, wanted more episodes?
Oh, 100%. But
I think I'd been okay with another 4 more episodes.
Just to flush
out some of the stories more.
Yeah. Right? I'm always just worried about, I say I want more episodes because I'm worried how long in between seasons things take. Like Invincible made me paranoid, basically.
I would have liked to see more bad guys being fought. Like, remember in the X-Men, older ones, you'd have like mini battles. Like, you know, Wolverine would fight Sabretooth. You know, Magneto would have his quarrels with Charles. And you'll have other characters have their quarrels, right? They'd go to a place to look for a mutant, and then they'll find him, and then they'll spend 2 episodes with that storyline, and then on to the next. So, and then, you know, what happened to the Phoenix, the whole crew there? They didn't come. Yo, Lalander left this boy hanging.
Yeah, I thought something would happen with that, but no. She's like, no, go back to your stupid mud ball.
Yeah, see you later, peasant.
Yeah.
We are no longer friends. She just cut him straight off, man. Yeah. Didn't even come to help him. Nothing, man. That's just cold.
Charles is annoying, though, so I get it.
School's in session.
I really want to see how they handle Sabretooth versus Wolverine. That fight is going to be so awesome when it finally gets to one of those episodes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into our Toy Talks of the Week. Yes.
We'll segue back into X-Men. So Mayfex sees this. We get a. I just threw a random rogue picture up. Is that the same one?
Oh, no, not that one. Where's the Toy Talks of the Week? There it is.
They tease Rogue's glove and her jacket.
Yeah.
You sound you sound why? Why the tease?
Show the damn figure. I don't care about this.
Like, especially because they take so long to like
release the figure. Yeah, like you already are notorious for delaying stuff. Just show the damn picture, jeez.
Yeah.
It's going to sell, obviously.
Yeah.
I like the metallic paint, though. It's nice.
I like that.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be throughout the rest of the body.
I think so. I think all the green will be that metallic.
It better be.
There's no way they wouldn't. That would just be a waste. That just look too jarring.
And is that a leather jacket? Or is
I it don't pink? Think so. I think it's pleather.
Well, I don't care if it's pleather. I mean, like,
well, people were mad about it because they said the pleather flakes off.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah, that's why people don't buy pleather.
Yeah, they're just like, as soon as this comes out of the box.
Well, you know what you got to do, right? You got to buy two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Problem solved. I'm here to solve all of your guys' problems.
There you go. There it is.
Just buy two. Keep one sealed. Open the other one. There you go. That's what I did with Gambit. I got a perfect Gambit right there, sealed over there. And then I got one in the shelves. So, yeah, there you go.
Gambit's one I would have too. Like, he's just too nice.
Yeah.
Is his pleather? No, his is like a
it's fabric. Cloth. Yeah, cloth, fabric. Right? Yeah, fabric.
I'm surprised they didn't do that with her, but whatever.
That Gambit was so close to being perfect.
What do you not like about it?
Well, it didn't have the 5 o'clock shadow, did it?
Oh, that's okay. You said that in your review.
Yeah. I mean, I'm nitpicking, obviously, but in perfection is perfection, right? Like, mm-hmm. That is so close to being one of the best figures of all time. Not just for Mayfex, in general, I think. So
that's all it would have took.
Yeah.
For you.
I know, right? You're getting this?
Yeah, 100%. No hesitation, no question. Unless they butcher the face.
Two of them?
Two. Unless they ruin the face.
I think you'll still buy it.
If the face is hideous, what am I going to like?
Okay, how bad can it get?
Hmm.
Have we had a Mayfex that's really bad face?
No, I don't know any truly awful Mayfexes aside from the height.
I'm sure there is, but yeah. It's probably more of a real human face.
Yeah.
Like that's hard. That's hard to nail down.
Like the sometimes. Movie faces, you know?
Yeah. Animation or comic book, I think they've got it pretty much nailed on. Not perfect, but I think not horrendous either.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
Oh, this was just a comparison too, because people were worried about this. And I was like, no, like Storm looks fantastic. The previous Jean looks fantastic. You have Psylocke. You like Psylocke. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the Phoenix Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't have any problems with how they've handled their female characters comic book wise.
Is this later to come out the same time?
I don't even know anymore. They put this Phoenix up a while ago.
Okay.
This is pre-orderable like in the end of 2022.
Why didn't they just give us the Red Phoenix too?
Red, white, like I think.
Oh, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because then you won't buy this one.
Mm. Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
They'll wait 2 years probably to give you a red one.
Yeah.
And then they'll wait another 2 years. Then it'll wait another 2 years to give you the white one after. That's what's going to happen. 6 years, man. You'll get it. After 6 years, you'll have to get all three of them.
Are you going to get three?
I don't know if I'm collecting in 6 years from now.
And then this, what's his name?
Okay, collecting. I don't know if I'm living 6 years from now.
Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. You have Scar King.
Somebody posed a good question. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was the Fouche, but he was like, how are those bones still intact if you're whipping it around?
They're kaiju bones, so, you know.
Special bones, I guess.
But yeah, he's using it as like a choker, like a whip, like a blunt force object, and these things just stay. It was a cool weapon, mm-hmm. a cool primitive weapon, but under the day, it's still a skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay, they did a 1.5 release.
Geez, Batman.
The 1.5 release of this Revel Tech Joker. So they had an old one before. Now we get this again.
Check out the MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
You can't touch this.
People really like this guy. They're like, this is my Joker.
The character or the figure?
The figure.
Yo, that figure looks ridiculous, bro.
It looks
ridiculous. Clothes don't fold that way.
His do?
Yeah, I guess, right? Oh,
I'm not a fan of him or the Batman cape, how it's all segmented.
Yeah, I do like the face on this, though.
Yeah.
Face looks good.
And then you always get your assortment of weapons.
Okay, now. I see why people like it now.
So you got
a healthy dose of accessories.
Tommy guns, pistols.
Yeah.
His throwing knives. His crowbar, his canes, alternate hands. The
McFarlane people, here you go, man.
Sadly, they can't use those. McFarlane can't use.
Oh, why is that, D?
Because DC put the mandate on that they can't include guns with their action figures anymore.
It's ridiculous.
But this one was already released before, so re-releases are allowed to include the weapons.
Loophole.
Yeah. Toddy did do his weapons pack, which is a good idea. Yeah. Sweet. That was cool of him to do that. A smart, smart business model. And he can blame it all on DC. He'd be like, I don't want to charge you extra. I just can't give you guns. But if you want to pay for these weapons packs, by all means, please do.
Yeah.
So we got Mexico.
Join the waiting list?
Yeah, he sold out in like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he sold out immediately. So we have the Mezco Ninja Turtles, but the Toon Turtle version. You know how I feel about Toon Turtles, but I thought these looked nice. A lot of people do not like these at all. What do you think?
I think they look fantastic.
I was very surprised. Like, I don't like the head sculpt. So like they,
I just don't know what Donnie's looking at.
He's his glass eyes.
Donnie looks stoned. It should be Mikey there with those eyes.
The lighting doesn't help because it's just like just glossy. There's glass eyes.
Donnie has hit the shrooms in the pizza. Oh man, it looks weird. Overall, these are great. These look
the colors look good. Like I like the green they used.
I mean, that's a way of they're recouping their money, man. Right?
It's the same body mold. They just repainted them and added new heads.
The face is different, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think they're nice. Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah, I didn't get it though.
I did not get them. I mean, I've invested too much into Turtles with three different companies. Yeah. So I think I'm happy that I got the Turtles from Mezco, the original one, which I don't have in my collection.
Which one?
The Mezco ones, the first version of this.
Yeah. I thought you have them.
No, I do. I do have them.
Oh, you scared me. I was like, okay. Sorry.
No, I have them because they're different than what I have in my collection from NECA and Super 7. Although NECA just brought out those big chunky ones with the red masks.
Yeah.
Right. But they still look different, right? So I don't need these cartoon ones because I've got two cartoon versions.
Yeah.
So I'm good. But those of you got it, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed it. It does look fun. It does look fun.
I really like the color on these. Like, I like the shade of green they used. Again, people are like, I hate these head sculpts. I don't know why. They do look like the Toon Turtles to me, but I'm not getting these.
I can't spend $800 on turtles.
Again, yeah.
Altogether. With the two sets. Yeah. So.
Alternate head sculpts.
The Raph one looks really good. All three of his head sculpts look good.
They do.
And I'm not saying it because I'm being biased.
No, they do. Like, yeah, they look great. Like,
you get all three that you want.
He's very expressive.
Yeah. And then you have Glass Eye Donnie, Glass Eye Mikey, Glass Eye Leo. All three of them have Glass Eye. Donnie's the worst, though.
His middle one's the only one where his eyes just don't look like dolls.
Well, they're cross-eyed now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Where's Mikey's, like, you know, laughing, crazy, joking one or something? The one that he's like,
it'd be the end one, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of weak though. Whatever. I mean, it's not for me.
Then we get a bunch of accessories as usual.
Yeah.
Two bandanas for each, the stand, the communicators.
Lots of hands.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to, the chances of you not losing one of these hands is very, very high.
Well, it's good they're all the same color now. Because I was going to just destroy the box and then put all the hands in a Ziploc bag. But with the box, they're all in their special compartment, so I kept it. And then these weapons here.
The spinning are these effect. The same ones that we already have?
Let me just take a look quickly. So I think Michelangelo only comes with one spinning effect. Versus his the previous one came with two, so he could be spinning two.
And this one only comes with one.
Yeah, the blades beside the nunchuck spinning effect were not in the previous pack, so those are new. They gave us different ones last time, like throwing stars and.
Well, they had to change it up a little bit.
They changed it up, so the weapons are different a little bit. The size, are they the exact same size? Yes, they're just brighter colored.
Uncarded Review says, I think that it's great that the Mezco offers the second chance for people who miss. Absolutely. I mean, albeit different, but still an opportunity to buy a Mezco turtle. If you're, you know, someone who only collects Mezco and missed out on the turtles, well, here's your chance to get them, right?
Yeah.
So, and Mezco always, well, I would say always, most of the time give you so much accessories, right?
Yeah. Like, those ones are overwhelming. So here's these, the throwing stars, the Tampa. Yeah. So these were included in the last one. And then I think, I don't recall a pizza box with the other one. So now you get all your, the other one didn't come with a full pizza. You got some pizza slices and some are like drooping down, so you can't put them in a box. So I do like this. You got some spinning throwing star effects. Slash effects, and that's it.
Were these effects included in there?
In the old ones?
Yeah.
They look different.
Okay.
But yes, like they had, these are completely clear. The other ones had like a gradient from like gray to translucent. So like you said, anyone who missed out the first time can get these.
Yeah. And they're exclusive to Mezco, right?
Yeah, comic shops normally get them. Like, if they're lucky, they'll get a couple in.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Anything that's exclusive gets sold out so fast in Mezco.
Yeah.
You know there's people out there just waiting. They're just scalping the stuff, right? Because they want to resell this for a ton of money down the road.
Well, let me see here. eBay. Let's see here. eBay. Mezco. Because you know they already sell their pre-orders too. Mezco TMNT. So $945 plus $123 shipping for these ones on eBay already.
US? Someone,
yeah, someone has $1,000 bucks for the Toon Turtles already.
Oh my God.
$1,088.
What?
Just the old ones, people are selling just the body without the cloth goods for $100 each.
Oh,
$1,100. So these range between $1,000 to $1,100, $1,200. These just keep going up.
You're talking about this one particular?
This one specifically. No, this one.
Oh my God.
People pre-ordered it and then went to eBay to sell their pre-orders.
Jeez. No, thank you.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I would never. No, thanks.
So yeah, between 800 US to 1200 US plus shipping. Like you said, if I miss out, I miss out.
I didn't even bother.
Yeah, no point. I mean, the old ones. If I missed out on the old ones, then I'd forget it, but I got it for retail, so yeah. Sweet. Spin Master, I was very surprised they did their Horizon Alloy figure.
Okay. They have exclusive rights to Sony, I guess?
Yeah, they purchased the rights to a few characters. So that's good for anyone who likes video game characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd get her specifically, but it's cool they're doing this. I do like the presentation. I like the box.
You know what I'm shocked at? I don't know. Maybe someone could chime in. Is how come Hasbro, G.I. Joe, line, or one of these companies has not done a Call of Duty line?
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Like, can you imagine a collab with G.I. Joe and Call of Duty?
That'd be cool.
Like, you can have the main characters from G.I. Joe wear Call of Duty type of outfits.
Yeah. Because they do that with, I know obviously Transformers is Hasbro still. So obviously they do that. But that would be
cool. You could have in-game characters, like skins you can buy too. Like, everyone would love to play as Duke or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to look that up after. Overall, I think, I mean, this is decent. These are, what, $20, $29 toys?
Yeah, if you're a huge fan of this game. I mean, I played this game a little bit. I thought it was fun. I haven't played the new one, so.
I just like the, this opens a window for another toy company to do possible characters that people want, but no one has the license. Obsolete arms, though. You got the single jointed arms. That's annoying, but you can see she has here, she has like a diaphragm joint and the ab crunch. I don't know if she has the waist swivel, but at least she has better articulation than the female Hasbro figures previously. And then she's also included facial expressions and face plates. So that's cool as well. And speaking of Hasbro, I don't remember if we looked at Carnage last time, but here's the Let There Be Carnage actual figure. I think I looked at the SH Figure Arts one previously. Now we get this one. It's the movie one. I hate this one.
Two stories? Two story tall?
Doesn't do it for me.
Oh, man.
He looks like he did in the movie, but comes with tendrils and accessories.
Yeah, pass for me.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, you also weren't impressed by this Hulkbuster they revealed.
This is like something from Toy Story.
You don't like it?
What is this?
You don't like it? What do you like about it?
It's like Buzz Lightyear put on this outfit, and here we go. This is ridiculous, man. What is this?
It looks good. It looks good.
Garbage out of here.
I don't necessarily think I'll buy it. So
I don't think we can be friends if you buy this.
So dramatic.
This looks ridiculous.
I know damn well that's
it's like Tony Stark's had, you know, a baby with Juggernaut.
That's what he looks like in the comic.
This is so ridiculous. What comic is that? The kids version? I love hearing that when people say, oh, it looks like the comic. The stories from the comics. Not all comics are great. There's some trash out there.
I still hold on, let me find it. I like the Toy Biz one. Like, I like this one. I know it looks kind of weird, too, because it's still a Hulkbuster. But I always thought it was interesting. The Hasbro ones kind of look hollow.
That's the movie one, yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It feels like if I threw this at the wall and it just exploded to a million pieces. This one is kind of cartoony, but he's also, I don't know, like the Hulkbusters always look weird to me.
I guess for certain people, they might like it. I don't know. For me, it's not even a...
Marvel Select one? Or do you just not like Hulkbuster in general?
No. I do like Hulkbuster, just not that one.
Because the one, the Marvel Select was this one.
See, this looks a little bit better. A little bit. Not a lot, but still a little bit better.
The only thing I hate about this is you can't close this hand.
yeah, that's just stupid. Like, that's Marvel Select, though. They do weird things like that. The head's a little too low. Maybe just a little bit higher.
Okay.
But it's still better looking than the other one.
Are you sure?
I don't know, man. I don't know. To infinity! Oh, man.
If you like it, you like it, right?
So whatever.
I just know those wires, like the silver, is just going to be like solid gray. Like they're not going to be that detailed.
This is a digital render, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the details will be there. They're just not going to paint them or add a wash to them or anything. And then the red's going to be that marble. You know, the marbly looking plastic.
The head just looks like just plotted on there.
Yeah.
The one with Tony Stark. It just looks like it's plotted on there.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about with the head.
Yeah.
I would have liked it sunk in a little bit.
Yeah.
Just so it looks like it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to engulf him, right?
Yeah.
He's not supposed to stand out of it.
Like, it looks like it, this will slide off, you know? Like.
Oh, man. All right, cool.
So pass for you.
Yeah, I'm not buying this. Thank God. Finally get to say that about Marvel Legends.
I mean, you said that a lot in general.
That is true. But
I'm not making fun. That's not like...
Hey, I'm the first one to admit it though, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm weak. I bought it. So this is not my cup of tea, but I'm sure there's people out there that probably want this and good for them. Mm-hmm. They add it to their collection.
So
watch my son want it.
Yeah, I was like, just in case you want it. It goes up in 2 days for pre-order.
I'm good. And other mainline retailers, what they should say is it's available everywhere. Please buy it.
Yeah.
That's what they should say. Cool. Are you getting this?
No.
No. Get this filth away from me.
I'm fine with that old cartoony one.
Oh, man.
And then we have
78's in the suit.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're 78's waifu. So they have a regular version or a deluxe version of Gun Girl. They use the Roman key body for this. A lot of people praise that body. They are expensive, but it is a decent.
Expensive?
It will be 84 plus shipping for the normal one. So $100 Yeah.
5K toys.
And then the deluxe one, I don't even know because I didn't even look at it.
Is this like an anime version of Harley Quinn?
No, it's just a cyberpunk girl.
Okay.
So they always have their, their ponytails and all that. The deluxe version is $130 plus shipping. So you have to do your deposit for $29 and then $100 after the fact. And then the regular version is $84. So deposit's $24. And then you do your $60 plus shipping. When it's released.
That gun looks dope.
It does look cool. I like the punchy hands too. Like the Hulkbuster hands.
The Super Nintendo Power Gloves?
Yeah.
The Thanos gauntlet that Iron Man made. Right. What's it called? These are the digitals or something like that. How many lines is Duke gonna make, man?
I don't. So what are those? Are those basically NFTs? I've tuned them out because I just don't care about NFTs. I don't care about digital action figures.
I don't know, man. I don't know. They're like, there's digital, there's not digital, and then there's something in between too, where you get a digital version of your figure and the figure.
Yeah. So what, these ones
why? Are called,
I don't understand.
Am I going to carry this around on my phone all the time? Go, look at what I have at home that's real.
It's fidgetal, so I thought it was physical. So you get your physical figure and then a code for the digital.
But why do you need a digital? Why are you wasting money? I can just take a picture of it on my phone and have it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it going to be worth money? No.
This should have come out in the height of NFTs. This is it's a little late now. It's a little late now.
This is the resource and money that is spending on making this. It just makes no sense. The market doesn't care about the stuff anymore. So you're wasting your resources on something that nobody cares about. I don't know.
So you're passing.
Yeah. Hey, Brick, how you doing? I would want to say though that the Robin Hood Green Arrow is not bad.
I hate those biceps. Like how it's just like completely flat.
It's so a retro look, right? So
yeah.
It's gonna have folded over. Does anybody iron their clothes ever?
And I'm curious if are those single jointed knees? Yeah, they are.
And check out Beefy Boy.
Oh, no, they're not. They're not. Those are double jointed knees. Yeah.
That boy is packing some heaters there.
He's very girthy. Do you like him buff like that, or are they slender down?
Do I like him buff like that?
he caught your attention.
Oh, thick, huh? Thick. Hey, it reminds me of the Dark Knight.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Not a fan of that look. So,
this Green Arrow's
biceps.
There's something sleeves.
Oh man, what else is there?
Now you're sure you don't want the free digital?
No, I'm good.
And you don't want this bow without the string?
I didn't even notice that. Thanks for finding that out. Oh man, that's awesome. I like how all the arrows are all glued together. There's no divide in any of them. Not even a single. Remember back in the day, you should give one single arrow.
They are including that. He had to go on and announce they are including a single one. Because people were like, "What is like? Please tell me he comes with." And he's like, "Yes, well, don't worry.
What's the point? There's no strings to the bow." Oh man.
And then we get the Silver Age.
See, Superman. This looks cool.
I would have liked the belt being sculpted on.
If this was like a 10 inch or even a 12 inch, I'd buy it just because you can fudge that in anywhere.
Yeah.
Great. So maybe they will make one. And if they do, then because this is what I expect to see. Like this. I know it's not perfect, but this is an old school look of him. And it looks good. Are you a fan of this?
Yeah, it looks the way it's supposed to. Like, there's nothing I can hate
about. Yeah, that's what it's called. Fidgetal. See, I knew I was right. Fidgetal. Yeah. With the P, though. Because they took the F out.
Yeah, because you get your physical toy and then your digital code. So you get two. You get two for the price of one. You can only handle one of them.
You're ignoring my joke. I don't like it.
I'm not dignifying that.
You just straight up just talked right over it.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
You thought I wouldn't notice, but I noticed.
That's why I started laughing too, because I was like, I can't let him see me laugh at his stupidness.
You put the head down. Get out of here.
I tried to cover my mouth.
Yeah, I got a cough out. Oh, man. Yeah. So, I'd get this if this was they're going to make one. I know they are. They did the movie version.
Oh, the Atom Smasher.
Yeah.
You want a giant guy? Yeah.
Yeah, they do this. I'll buy it. Why not? Why wouldn't you want one of these? Can you imagine him fighting what's the name? Giant Man. The Hasbro Pulse.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So,
Kotobukiya re-released their model kit.
This is a Mega Man with hair, long hair.
Yeah, that's Zero.
They all had long hair.
No, it's just him.
Oh.
This is the same guy. This is Zero. This isn't Mega Man. This is his brother.
It literally says Mega Man there.
That's the Mega Man X series. So it's the name of the game. Zero is the character. This is a reissue. I know a lot of people seem to like these model kits. So if you missed out and you don't want to pay for aftermarket prices.
But I thought X means 10.
No, that's his name. X. Mega Man X is his name.
But he said he's Zero.
That's Zero. Okay, time out, man.
Okay, so there's a guy named Zero in Mega Man X, but they're not the same. But somebody else.
This is X. His name is X.
Yes, okay.
His name is Zero.
Okay, got it.
10 is not the game number.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Then here is X.
But it says Rockman.
Yeah, so in Japan, his name's Rockman.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. You purposely did this.
I don't have any of these. I do like the look of them.
So, okay, why is he called Rockman in Japan? Did they not have the license to Mega Man?
No, they did, because they wanted all the characters to be named after music. Like, his name's Rock. Okay, his sister's name, Roll. There's Bass and Treble.
Interesting. Rush, okay. Yeah.
You know, like Dragon Ball's food names.
Got it. Okay.
But then you have him in his Max armor.
That looks cool.
I don't know about the... Yeah, it could grow on me.
It reminds me of Fruit Loops.
Okay, I want it. Yeah, now I
got it. Right?
I can't
Come on. That. Like, this looks cool. Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I dig it.
I know you're going to get it.
I just don't want to build it.
Oh, you have to build it?
Yeah.
Like, is it pre-painted?
Yeah, you just snap them together.
Oh, that's not too bad. Come on, what are you crying about? You build figures, for God's sake. Oh, I got to put it together. Oh, no.
Yeah, I always want to do it.
This is like a walk in the park. You probably do that with the eyes closed.
I could do this while watching TV. Like, this is meant for children, basically. I just don't want to do it.
This is meant for me, beginner level here.
Would you ever consider doing Gundams again?
If somebody shows me how to do airbrushing, I could.
You don't need to do that now, but yeah, okay. We'll have an airbrush day because you still have one.
I'll bring you the airbrush if you want. I got a brand new one sitting here. Yeah, I've got one with two nozzles, so you can have two airbrushes going at the same time. Yeah, this looks cool. I think you should definitely get this and show us.
Just enabling. I think you should buy stuff.
No, it looks cool. It looks awesome.
Loose Collector. So they did I think it was a 3-pack before, but this is the Legacy series, so I guess it's the single pack now. I don't know the difference. I have no idea. I tried to find it on his website. All I saw is actual product shown here, and it was just called the Legacy series, Le Muerte. I do like the look of these a lot. You didn't care for her?
Le Muerte. I'm so butchering that. I'm so sorry. Omar, if you're watching, sorry. Le Muerte is the one I didn't get. I got the other ones.
Did she just bore you, or like you just?
Just not my thing.
Okay.
Hey, your cat's calling you. Meow. I heard your cat.
She can hear me talking. She likes. She has a fear of missing out. You got her?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did it.
I'll tell you why. Okay. If you want to know.
I do.
So after 3 years of waiting.
Yeah.
A customizer, very well-known customer, probably one of the best in the world, has started my Emma Frost.
Oh, okay. Were you gonna use her for Emma?
Well, I was gonna get her to maybe a placeholder for Emma.
Yeah.
But now that he showed me the unpainted version of it.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome.
Are you keeping the name a secret? I know who it is, but like you want to be.
I think. He wants to wait till he reveals it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But you can check it out by going to our Instagram. Oh, no, it's not on our Instagram. It's on my personal one.
Yeah,
oops.
Don't worry.
I'll send you screenshots.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, that's a good Emma. That's not her.
It's Chaotica. She has great assets.
She's smart.
Being Emma. Yeah, she's very... her eyes are amazing. I can't take my eyes off it. And then we have Brick here saying Mer. What?
He's telling you how to pronounce the name. Merte.
Merte. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Merte. Are you gonna get that, Brick? Merte.
I'm considering that.
The Merte figure?
Yeah.
What about this one?
I don't know. Maybe.
I could never open this up in front of my wife.
She goes, what is this, you little creepy pervo?
Yeah, you pervert. Get out of here. I could never do that.
Jess doesn't like that. She's like, your room creeps me out. It's just a bunch of soulless things just staring.
Those are not soulless things. You know what's creepy? It's those dolls, the porcelain dolls, whatever. Those are soulless.
Oh, yeah.
They made movies out of those things.
Too many Annabelles.
Ugh. No. Anyways, what else we got?
And then I think it's Satanica is the last one.
Oh, this looks
dope. Satanis.
This looks dope.
Coffin Comics Legacy series. Yeah, I like her too.
Yeah, this looks dope. There'd be a nice battle between her and Constantine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. daddy needs.
That was it pretty much for tournament.
Is this available for purchase?
Pre-order. Actually, someone's like, when do these ship? So I think you can still order these up until the shipping date.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I did scour 5K Toys, Toy Arc. I didn't see anything else, really. I don't know about you. Did you have anything that caught your eye this week? I remember you were into these.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever pre-order them or no?
I need to get on that.
How much these go? It was Cobalt.
Oh, sorry, Big
Cabot Stone. Okay. And yeah, Blood Wolf, $74.99.
The not Cable figure.
Yes, exactly.
It's Cabot. Does it have any Dragon Ball figures? Was there a Pan?
But you can get her anywhere.
No, but oh yeah, it's the pre-order one. Yeah. Did we talk about that? We did, right? Yeah,
we did. Talked about this. We talked about it a while ago.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then this 17.
Yeah.
We talked about all of these. Half of these are getting re-released again.
Yeah.
But wait. You have most of them.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't see anything. No,
yeah,
no.
We're not sponsored by Big Bad Toys.
Right, no, now. I was just like.
Yeah. Just making sure. Harry Potter.
What about you? Anything catch your eye that you want to get or no?
No, I'm going to get that loose collector figure and catch up on some Dragon Ball, pick up some Transformers I haven't done. I have to go get my NECA stuff. It's at the border.
Oh, yeah. Is that the stuff Ryan opened for you? Or is it
different? No, that's on the way too as well. I've got the stuff from Target there.
Yeah.
Got to go pick that up. It'll be fun. I'll probably go on Wednesday to do that, I think. So that will be a lot of fun. Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's it. Okay. On Thursdays, we've got another show, Popcorn Chicken. We talk about movies and TV shows. We actually rearranged the furniture in the office to make it a different look. It's going to be fun. We'll probably do some reviews from that place as well. Check us out at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. This week, we got some cool stuff to talk about. Oh, I did also mention I'm started watching is Dark Matter on Apple TV.
Oh, I need to start that.
Yeah, I think it's a slow paced TV show, but it's good. It's makes you think, right? So
yeah,
very interesting. What's this? You can read this out.
Sexy, what is it? Sexy Ice Mantis.
Oh, he's asking if you checked out these cow big guns.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna look this up now.
Did you get the Moo Mesa figures? The Moo Mesa.
I did it.
Best name, man. Best name ever. The Moo Mesa.
The Mantis creeps me out, so I'm not doing that. It's literally a bug woman.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So, no.
This is perfect. This is perfect for the people that collected the Mythic Legion space stuff.
Yeah.
You could probably fudge that character in there. All right. It has been a blast. I think we can call it a night.
I think so. Others will be here for another hour.
Yes. If you're new here, hang out with us all the time. We're here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Hit the like button, everybody. Help us out with the like button. Get the word out there. Share it with your friends and family. And stop showing more figures. You're not going to enable me. No, stop it. No. But anyways, we'll catch you guys next week. So wherever you're on the universe. Oh, sorry, the world and the universe. I really screwed that up. Sorry.
Yes.
I got distracted with the figures you just started showing.
You perhaps have to the universe now.
Yeah. No, I'm just showing out to the universe. Anyways, wherever you're in the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. See you later, guys. Bye. Moo Mesa.